On today's Part of My Take, we have recurring guest Rob Gronkowski. We actually forgot we had this interview because we did so many in the last couple weeks, but...
And also because hanging out with Rob Gronkowski is a drug, so yes. We blacked out.
Yes, but then I read it back, and it is very, very funny because Rob Gronkowski is a very funny individual. We have Tony Romo, we have a Tom Brady update, which I think is just going to be part of the show until he decides where he's going to play football next year. Who's back of the week? PR 101 for James Harden, maybe pooping his pants, and a lot more... from a great sports weekend. Pardon My Take is brought to you by the Cash App. Not only is it the easiest place to send money to your friends, but it's also the place where you can buy fractional shares of stock with as little as $1. Are you guys investing? I was on the NASDAQ floor on Thursday. I think the stock market's going to bounce back.
So I was thinking that too, which I think usually means it's a sucker pick. I was thinking buy.
Listen, either you're buying or you're selling. And right now, I see opportunity all around me.
Big time. When the market goes down, that's when you buy. It was funny taking a picture in front of all that red. There was a lot of red on Thursday.
People are asking, is Big Cat bad luck for the economy?
It was a little weird. It was a little weird, but you should get into it right now, and you should use the Cash App, and you can invest as little as $1. Brokerage services are provided by Cash App Investing, a subsidiary of Square, member SIPC. Also, it is Monday, and you know what that means. Today is Bad Beats Monday. Cash App is hooking up AWLs who suffered over the weekend, so tweet your beats to @PartOfMyTake and @CashApp with the hashtag BadBeatsMonday. And don't forget your cash tag in order to get made partially whole again. Don't forget the whole hashtag or you'll be cursed for 24 hours. That's just science. Don't question it. There were over 100 college basketball games on Saturday. A lot of bad beats out there, so make sure you tweet it and Cash App will hook you up. Okay, download the Cash App from the App Store or Google Play Store today and get involved now. All right, let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by the Cash App. It is Bad Beats Monday. Use the hashtag Bad Beats Monday and tweet your bad beats to @PardonMyTake and @CashApp, and they will make some of the AWLs partially whole again after their bad beats. Today is Monday, March 2nd. This is March.
This is officially March.
We had to wait extra.
One of the best sports months of the entire calendar.
Easily. There's just something about when the calendar turns to March. I talked about it last week. The air starts to get a little bit warmer. March Madness is here. St. Patrick's Day. It's like, ooh, here comes spring. And you get to basically watch sports all March long and get to say, this is March. I think we're going to break a record this year for the amount of times this is March is uttered.
Yeah.
Shout out to our friend John Rothstein for creating that phrase.
I would actually say that March is having a moment right now.
Yes,
March is hot, for sure. I love everything about the sports month of March. It's probably the best day drinking month of the entire year, too.
Agreed. In terms of sports.
In terms of sports.
Summer, like, you just day drink all the time.
Drinking whilst watching sports. That's what I think of when I think of March. I think of conference tournaments and college basketball.
Yep.
I think of the NCAA tournament, which has four of the biggest day drinking days.
Yes.
Just of the entire calendar year.
It's the best time to basically be like, well, I'm watching a game at noon. Might as well have a beer.
Fellas, time to start scheduling those vasectomies right now. We all do.
Oh, bro,
like
you're late.
We all do.
You're late if you've been if you're scheduling it right now.
I have a standing appointment every year.
You got to schedule that thing, and it's seriously ridiculous.
I have season tickets to my urologist. It's just like you come in the day before the NCAA tournament, just like all the fellas do. It's packed in there.
Who's overworked more in the month of March, urologists, bartenders, or tax attorneys?
Definitely not tax attorneys.
Well, I mean, this is like their...
April is their month.
No, but they have to gear up for April.
Yeah, but
this is the time when anyone you know who works in taxes is like going to be at the office on Saturday, going to be at the office on Sunday. You know, the biz.
Mm-hmm.
So the big time tax biz, always fun. All right, so that was... So it's March. We're excited for March. The other big news that happened this weekend, Tony Romo got fucking paid.
Was it $17 million a year?
$17 million a year. Possibly 10-year contract. Holy fucking shit. That means that he's going to make pretty much $1 million a game.
Now, my big question is, does he get to skip certain games to go play in golf tournaments still?
I think he probably has to show up for every game
if he's getting paid that much per year?
Yes.
I don't know. Not worth it, Tony. If you can't sneak away to play in like the Bob Hope Pro-Am on like October 11th, is it really worth it?
He is. We had a bunch of people saying like, oh my God, look at Tony Romo's first contract in the NFL. Now look at how much he's making. Yeah, he's making a lot more. He's making a lot more. I saw there was also a take that they shouldn't sign the CBA because Tony Romo is going to be making more broadcasting than like 90% of the league. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how those are correlated, but let's go for it. Why not? Tony Romo's rich.
Do you have to take into account the fact that if he was going to go to ESPN, he would have to work nights? And that's like it. Maybe he doesn't like staying up late.
Well,
so maybe
yeah. No, I agree with that.
They were trying to. Last I heard, the number $20 million got thrown out there, and I don't know if they were actually thinking about paying him $20 million. But the fact that they said $20 million, and I was like, yeah, okay, I could see it.
Well,
that's what got him up to $17 million.
It was the perfect right place, right time for Tony Romo, and obviously he's good at his job. Even though some of his announcing. But he's obviously good at his job, but it was the right place, right time, because ESPN and ABC want to get in the Super Bowl rotation, and they don't have a booth right now. It's always been in flux. So they're like, hey, if we get Tony Romo, everyone loves Tony Romo, we'll get the fucking Super Bowl,
I think,
too.
They're also thinking that the NFL just loves Tony Romo. Roger Goodell absolutely has a boner for Tony Romo. And I think they were just – ESPN was thinking, if we get him in our booth, then maybe we'll get, like – some Steelers-Patriots matchups on Monday Night Football.
We'll figure it out later.
Maybe they'll stop giving us like Jets-Browns all the time on Monday Night. And so that, to them, would have been a good investment. Just like having a guy that Roger Goodell likes working for your company will make Roger Goodell just like give you all the business advantages.
Absolutely.
All the money.
Absolutely. So that was the big news in non-sport. Well, it's sports, but in the broadcasting world.
I would say that this is broadcasting's equivalent of winning a Super Bowl.
Just in general, like the sport of broadcasting, this is their biggest moment. I actually, not winning a Super Bowl, but it's like their Bryce Harper contract.
Right.
You know, like, hey, everyone's going to eat better because this guy got paid.
Tony Romo lifts the entire league up.
The rising tide lifts all boats. Tony Romo and JFK.
Hell yeah. Wait, was that JFK that said that?
I think
that?
It was. I don't know. Maybe
that was
not.
Noah, actually. Noah.
Who was it?
Noah said that in
Noah?
The Bible.
He said that?
Yeah.
I was thinking JFK Confucius. Said it when his brother went over the bridge and then... left the car.
Gotcha.
All right, so we also have the Combine wrap-up. So we have a couple stories from the Combine. One, Isaiah Simmons wowed everyone, which isn't really like that. I love when the Combine, when a really good player does something great at the Combine, you're like, yeah, he was a really good player. He was always a really good player. He was awesome at Clemson.
But now we can measure him.
Yes, that's now we can measure him. We had...
Wait, so his measurables, though, he ran, what, like a 4.39?
Or something like
40
that.
40-yard dash, yeah. He was like 240 pounds, broad jumped 11 feet. Was like a 35, 36-inch vertical.
He's a freak.
He gets the freak label. I think every year at the Combine, they should declare a winner.
Well, we had a few freaks. So Isaiah Simmons was up there. Jonathan Taylor actually was up there, too, because he ran a 40. I think he ran a 4.39 40, okay. Which was the fastest 40 for a running back over 225 pounds. So it was basically he and Saquon Barkley are the only ones who've done that. So
I feel like every year,
power just, and speed.
Like I get less and less impressed by the numbers though, because I've seen them so much.
Right.
Like you lose track of what an insane like that. What you said, how fast was it?
4.39
for somebody that big to run that quickly. It's actually scary.
Hold on. Think about. Hold on. I got one more for you then. If you like that one, PFT,
no,
keep your
scared.
Pants on. You ready for this? Louisville's offensive lineman Mekhi Becton. 364 pounds ran a 5.11 40.
That's
a 5.11 40.
That's scary.
That's so much faster than any of us could run a 40, and he's 364 pounds.
That's terrifying.
It's terrifying. And it's also great for an offensive lineman because like no offensive lineman ever has to run 40 yards.
Right. I think like if you were to take all the offensive linemen right now, for the most part, let's call them like 5-6 year veterans in the NFL, most of them would not crack 5.5. Because you don't train for like explosive bursts of speed like over the course of 40 yards. You're like a short yardage guy.
How about the fact that half the plays, they legally are not even allowed to run down the field?
Right.
It's like, so it's,
their back pedals get better.
It's great that we have that, though. It was actually one of those 40s that was very impressive to just see a man that size moving that fast. And you're like, holy fuck. Mm-hmm. These guys are such insane athletes. The fat guys.
Most impressive 40s of my life, I would say, Dontari Poe's 40 that he ran like 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when he was just a massive dude moving big. Jadeveon Clowney, when he ran the hand-timed one that came in unofficially super, super fast.
Chris Johnson,
Shaquem Griffin, when he ran like a 4.31, and then they had to change it and add like a couple hundredths of a second to it. And then obviously Chris Jones when his dick broke through his pants.
Did you see Henry Ruggs running his 40 and they put up the fastest 40 times since 2003, and it's literally just a list of busts?
No,
like, no one is good on it. So it was like Hayward Bay, Jacoby Ford, J.J. Nelson, Calico, I don't even remember that guy, Goodwin, who's on the 49ers, Mathis, and John Ross.
Okay. But John Ross.
Speed is not good.
Too early to tell with John Ross. Hayward Bay, not a terrible career, but if he'd been picked like late in the first round,
yeah,
we wouldn't call him a bust. But since the Raiders, that's on Mark Davis.
Well, it was one of those moments that I think, you know, every now and then you catch yourself having a thought that then Skip Bayless is actually going to use a whole show to make that same point. Mm-hmm. But I had the thought while I was watching it, is being really fast actually bad? Is there a point where being so fast is diminishing returns?
Yes, because
but then everyone said Tyreek Hill, and I was like, yeah, good point.
Well, that's only if you have a quarterback with a giant arm.
True.
So if the faster you are, the faster you're out of position.
And maybe you don't run the routes as well because you can't keep your body under control.
You learn it as a crutch.
Right.
Like maybe a DK Metcalf.
Hard to get in and out of cuts. Mm-hmm. And then the last combine story. I don't know if you saw this, PFT, but I love this story. We're slowly getting the leaks of combine interviews. So this was a leak. There's actually, I think, a video got leaked out. Washington tackle Trey Adams was asked, if you could change anything about yourself, what would it be? Can you guess what he said, if you don't know the answer?
If you could change anything about yourself, the fact that I went to college at Washington.
Okay. His answer was close. A bigger dick.
Really?
Yes, he said, I would like to have a bigger dick.
Okay.
Pretty fucking honest.
Well, why not? And yeah. Listen, this doesn't imply that he has a small penis.
No, just a bigger one.
That's if you ask like any guy, it doesn't matter if they're like Two-Tone Malone or whatever his name is. They're just like, yeah, it'd be nice to have a couple extra inches.
There is that one guy who, I remember that story, I think he was in India, he had such a big dick that he was like, it's actually painful.
Yeah, and like it reaches a point where
only guy.
It reaches a point where it's painful for your partner too. But
he had to carry it. Like pick it up and carry it when he walked places.
Throw it over his shoulder,
yes.
Like a backpack.
So he's the only person in the entire world who would answer that question. I would actually kind of like to maybe have a smaller dick.
Yeah, you could always listen. Guys will always want a faster car. A little bit more money.
Yep.
And maybe like a couple inches on the head.
Yeah. So good answer by him. Very honest answer. So that was the combine wrap up. By the way, if you want to watch us, barstoolgold.com/PMT, we have the Gronk interview videotaped, obviously. We were with him down in Super Bowl. What were you going to say, PMT?
One other thing. So at the combine, went out on Wednesday night, ran into Rich Eisen, who ran the 40 in 5.98 seconds, which is pretty huge. He just always tries to break 6 seconds.
Next year,
for St. Jude.
Next year, he'd have to put on a body vest that makes him the size of Mekhi Becton and see how fast
a fat suit?
Yeah, he has to put on 150 pounds.
He has
or whatever
to get dressed up as the Nutty Professor,
yes.
And then run the 40.
That would be like put a new wrinkle on it.
I know it's
for charity and it makes it fun and it is fun, but let's start some new wrinkles. Let's go fat suit, or maybe he even has to gain that weight between now and next year.
So I ran into him at the steakhouse bar there on Wednesday night. I was like, hey, Rich, how's it going?
Chili's. You can say Chili's.
Yeah, I was at Chili's too. It was Express. He was picking up an order like a tortilla salad or something. Yeah. He shook my hand. He's like, PFT, good to see you. Seriously, though, how come you guys said you wanted to kill me when you interviewed Brian Koppelman?
We do.
We're like, sorry, Rich. I think we have to kill you.
It's called art, Rich. Yeah. It's called plot line.
Listen, we're trying to tie up the end of one of the best TV series to ever hit prestige television, and the only way to do it would be to just calmly slit your throat.
Mm-hmm. We'll watch you bleed out.
We'll make it quick.
Yeah, we'll make it dramatic. Right, yeah. We only have one chance. Mm-hmm. There's only one chance to film this.
Honestly, like, I would probably think about giving my life if it meant one of the greatest series of television history would ever land the plane correctly.
Right.
Like, I'd be fine with that.
People would not complain. If you could basically say, no one can complain about this finale if I get murdered mm-hmm. on screen in it, mm-hmm. but in real life.
Right.
You'd have to at least think.
So, Rich, just take one for the team. Yeah. We like you, but, I mean,
do the right thing, dude.
Yeah, do the right thing.
All right, so we now have to do our Tom Brady update, which is going to be part of this show pretty much every single day, part of every show in the world until he decides where he's playing football. Hank, where are you with the Tom Brady, Julian Edelman lip reading? Julian Edelman was clearly saying he's coming back. Then there was Tom Brady, I don't know if you saw this, PFT, on the mm-hmm. Syracuse sideline saying, either said, I'm not
this guy,
or he said this guy.
I'm not or this guy. I'm not this guy.
No, he either said this guy, like, look at Edelman. Because the body language was interesting. Because Edelman was saying it, and then Edelman was like, wait, Tom's not laughing. And then Tom said, this guy.
See, it was reassuring to me. The body language to me was like an older brother, little brother situation. I've seen it with, like, you guys before where I say something that's, like, funny, you know, we're messing around, but you guys might not think it's funny. But to me, it was more of like a, they've talked. Edelman felt comfortable enough to be like, he's coming back, ooh, knowing that he's going to come back okay. eventually. And Brady's look was like the, come on, man, like, this guy. Like, this guy's really doing this right now. Like, well,
that's the
and
look,
I'm sure behind the scenes was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's like, the I was saving that, it for that, my Hulu ad.
And as far as Vrabel goes, when you win a championship, when you win, like, they're close. Obviously, they're friends. They're all friends. They've won championships together. Like, they're boys. It's not weird for you to FaceTime
your boy.
Like, I don't. That right. to me is like an overblown, like, oh my God, he's going to the Titans. Like, that's not how that operation would be going. Brady would never be doing serious talks.
To know that, we would have to get, and I wish this had happened before we had talked to Coach Vrabel, but we would have to know how many times does Vrabel FaceTime with Edelman and Brady in like a given year.
Okay, so we need Julian to send us. Julian, you're listening to us right now. Send us a screenshot of your most recent FaceTimes
mm-hmm.
so we can do the math on that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, the Tom Brady look where he's like, come on, man, you're embarrassing me. Like, play it cool. That's probably a look that Tom Brady gives no less than 15 times a day. Because he's always hanging out with somebody that is like little brother. No one is Tom Brady's big brother.
It's a weird dynamic for him now that he's been in the NFL for like two decades that everyone he hangs out with is 20 years old.
Yeah.
It's kind of like working at Barstool.
I also always assume that whenever there's like a wide receiver hanging out with Tom Brady in public somewhere, that guy's on Molly.
Yeah.
Like Wes Welker. Totally
or about to be cut.
Yeah.
One or the other.
but yeah, I, if I were Hank, hypothetically, this would definitely scare me a little bit. The fact that Vrabel and Brady are talking to each other and communicating a little bit.
This story has gotten to the point where if Tom Brady is seen in public, it's a story about which way he's going.
Yes.
Like he just has to exist and it's a headline.
I'm so glad that it's reached this point for Tom Brady too, because we never had that before.
Right.
We've never ever been able to discuss like what if Tom Brady's not a Patriot.
I think part of him actually likes, you know, the fact that this is, you know, everyone's gonna talk about, hey, he's a free agent. He's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Like that's part of why being a free agent is fun.
Mm-hmm. And as we've said though on this show, he is going back to New England.
Yes.
We reported that.
We yes. have reported that. We put our reputation that we don't care about on that fact.
Mm-hmm.
It was a consensus. A consensus.
Unanimous.
Opinion. Yeah, all three of us got together. We talked about it, and that was what we decided.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Tom Brady will try to go into the booth. Tom Brady could probably get paid more than Tony Romo to go into the booth right now. How awesome would that
by
be?
By the way.
Is Cuddy coming out of the
No,
of the
you know who really's made money this weekend? Peyton Manning. Pepe.
Yeah.
Pepe is going to get a big time offer because mm-hmm. he always Pepe'd. Said he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it while Eli was still playing. So mm-hmm. Pepe going to get paid.
How awesome would that be though if it was like if Aaron Rodgers retired just to get paid more money than Tony Romo, like, tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
to go to ESPN.
And immediately have he and Tessa Torre have, like, an icy relationship.
Yep.
Right out of the gate. All right, let's do our Who's Back of the Week. Hank, would you like to start?
I would love to start.
Okay,
my
great.
Who's Back of the Week, Big Cat, is your boy, Jim Calhoun.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
So apparently he's a coach still, which I didn't know. I thought he was retired,
He's a coach
at a D3 school.
That didn't have men's basketball like 3 years ago.
3 years ago. They didn't even accept males at the school until 2016. They didn't have a team until 2 years ago. Last year they were 16 and 12. This year he won a championship.
Wow. Pretty nice. Cut down the nets.
Built that program from the ground up.
It would be nice if we could get some old school interviews after a bad loss, but I don't know if that's in the cards. I don't know how
the media availability.
There was they did show him cutting down the nets, which is pretty cool.
I can't imagine how much it must have sucked for those kids like the first few weeks of him being their coach when he realized like, "Oh, these kids are not."
It must suck for the kids too.
That's what I'm saying. They're Jim Calhoun is just like, "You guys are terrible. Like, you're not good. Like, you have to play better."
Yeah. Also,
have to be better.
He started the program himself, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this could be a blueprint for building other programs. You find an all girls school, probably super easy to recruit guys to go play basketball at an all girls school, and the ratio is like probably 60-1.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you just build it that way. You get like a couple of nice horny recruits in the door, like some big names that just like to fuck a little bit. Get them on campus, and then next thing you know, 3 years later, you're sitting on top of the division.
And the best part about this whole program that he's built is that he's now at a place where it seems like they're good enough that he can step away and Kevin Ollie could come in and actually win a game. I assume Kevin Ollie's still looking for a job somewhere. Worst coach ever to win a national title.
Oh, that's spicy.
I mean, I don't know who else we could put on that list. But
Izzo?
He won it with you. Dude, I'm getting flack for your Izzo
I know.
I got that the other day.
No, Big Cat.
Someone's like, "Big Cat, why do you got to always bash Izzo?" It's like, dude, I don't. That's BFT's
hill. There's so many times that I bash Izzo, and Big Cat, you're silent. You're notably silent over
there. Yeah, you're right.
If you subscribe to Barstool Gold, you would see Big Cat nodding his head when I'm making my Tom Izzo is overrated.
I actually am.
Yes,
now.
You are.
Yes, I am.
Number one Tom Izzo hater, Big Cat.
It is.
Give him all the flack when Michigan State somehow limps their way to a national championship.
I've somehow gotten into the – it happens like every few months where I just have people on Twitter like randomly tweeting me players from their favorite college team saying, "Say something nice about this guy." And I usually oblige a few times, but then it's spiraled to like I have to say something nice about a fucking bench guy on Indiana basketball.
I want to put a take out there into the ether real quick. I think this is the year Gonzaga makes the Final Four.
Oh.
It's wide open. They got a good team.
Spicy. I like that take. I'm going to agree with you.
I mean, historically, they kind of choke in the tournament, have never gotten that far. So this could be their year, Zag's year.
Mark Few, best coach to never make a Final Four.
Correct.
I think that's actually also a fact.
Yep.
Okay, PFT, who's your who's back?
My who's back of the week is Practical Jokes. So not only are the Impractical Jokers making a movie, but I got Practical Joked big time in Vegas this weekend.
How so?
Big time.
Someone practical joked you into wearing a dress again?
No, that was me. That was my own brain. And yes, I did get tricked by myself. Actually, no, it wasn't.
You looked good.
I looked great in a dress. Good. I'll be honest
with
you.
But you're also like, we're teetering. I think that's like 3 or 4 in the last couple of years. We're teetering like, do you just want to do it?
Worn a dress?
Yeah.
I did wear
Super
one
Bowl.
With Ivanka.
And also
No. Super Bowl, I wasn't wearing a dress.
Oh, that's true.
I was wearing a tasteful cardigan
with
jeans, and I was
you're good.
I had a bra, but no dress.
I feel like
this time I had a dress, no bra.
Yeah, there's like a rule.
Vegas.
Like, once it's like 3 or 4, it's like, you know what, dude? It's okay. We're all cool with it.
I'll be honest with you. It was very comfortable.
Yeah, you looked comfortable.
Pooping,
you looked good.
Pooping was awesome in a dress. But after
you looked like someone who would like bang 16 dudes at Woodstock with those glasses on.
That's awesome.
In the mud.
Yeah.
Just lose your mind and be like, I don't know what happened.
Woodstock 2.
It was sick.
But no, I got Practical Joke hard. I walked onto an elevator in a Las Vegas casino in the lobby, get on there, and there are 3 people on the elevator. They happen to be Asian. And then the door shuts, and then 2 of them start immediately coughing, going,
"Oh, that's good."
And the 3rd goes, "I'm sorry, we're from China." And then he starts sneezing. And then as it's going up, they're like, "We have coronavirus."
Oh, no.
And I just started cracking up. It was such a good Impractical Joke. I was like, that's funny. But ever since I told people that story, people are like freaking out. They're like, "I would have punched them in their face. That's fucked up." It's like, no, you don't know that a great Impractical Joke. Like
that's good.
An all-time Practical Joke.
Yeah, that's just playing at the, you know, the casual racism of America.
Well,
that's good.
Imagine going to a country like China and having the confidence to do that exact same joke
right.
to a Chinese person that got an elevator with you in their country, that's a great joke. So, like, I high-fived him. We shared a good laugh, parted as friends, and now I got a really, really tickly throat, and my nose can't stop running.
Fever. By the way, a little update on coronavirus and sports analogies that we did on Friday. In the Toronto Star, the headline on the front page was "The Gretzky of Viruses."
The great one.
That's decided scary. To come up with that. Yeah, Gretzky was really good, dude.
Yeah, so that means
they did play in a time that when it was gonna like say a lot that goals.
That means this virus would have wiped out half the face of the earth in the 80s.
Yeah,
when we don't know how to goaltend.
Yeah, when goalies
and nowadays
good at
it's
all,
pretty much ineffective.
You just put the fat guy in goal.
Embrace debate. Are we going coronavirus or are we going COVID-19?
I think COVID-19, out of respect for the Corona beer company that's taking a really hard time. And they've lost
a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And it's very funny because that's just how like our brains work. Like, oh, that's named like that. Like if it was the Big Mac virus, McDonald's would be in the fucking toilet.
Well, do you think that maybe this virus was named by a competitor
that's
to Corona?
True.
Tecate?
If it was.
Tecate got their hands on it?
Yeah, we endorse that if it was by Bud Light.
I will single-handedly try to drink Corona back into profitability this year.
Okay,
that's my
nice.
Promise
one
to
man's,
you during March.
One man's promise.
I like COVID-19 just because it kind of sounds like a porn site for college freshmen.
Mm, that definitely gives you a virus.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. All right, is that your who's back anymore?
That's my who's back, yeah.
Okay. My who's back, I got two. Tommy Lasorda's back. I don't know if you guys saw, he's got he's doing an event at Buster's, and he had this, the Photoshop,
Dave and
which
Buster's?
We'll put into a clip that we'll put out there.
Let's see. Here we go.
Wait, hold on, I want to read it.
Graphic design is my passion.
It is incredible how good this Photoshop is. It doesn't even say anything at the top. It says, presents a rare spring training public appearance by Tommy Lasorda, and then signing will be hosted at Dave and Buster's Westgate Entertainment District. And then it also says, with every autograph or photo op, ticket purchase, you will receive a $20 coupon towards match play and 10% dining discount.
Match play, that's huge.
Yeah,
usually
and coupon only
that.
Available March 7th, so the day of the signing.
Okay, so
but
you got to spend it.
He really used a lot of his budget on this signing on his Photoshop because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different colors of font.
Well, there you go. I mean, if you have such a great product, you don't really need to spend that much money to market it.
It pops. It
you
pops.
Let it do the sales for you. And if we have any listeners out there that want to go attend this, I would love
Please.
To see a photo opportunity with Tommy Lasorda at a Buster's.
Yes.
Maybe get him on the air hockey table.
Yes, please. Just get there with Tommy. Let's see it. Oh, and also says all drop-offs or mail-in terms must be shipped to Bobble Mania store by Tuesday, March 3rd, no exceptions, and they just spelled exceptions wrong.
So you have to mail your stuff to a store
to get it signed.
And then Tommy's going to sign it and then give it to you in person.
Right, and you go to a Dave and Buster's and pretend that he's there.
Okay,
got it. Sounds like a good idea. And then my other who's back is Barry Sanders because the world forgot about him. So we had Garth Brooks post a picture. He was doing a concert in Detroit, and he was wearing a Sanders 20 jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone on Facebook flipped out and was like, dude, I like your music, but I hate your politics. How could you endorse Bernie Sanders? People just forgot that Barry Sanders existed. So now we're back to everyone remembering that Barry Sanders did, in fact, exist. And he wore 20.
Well, then Barry Sanders, he asked Garth Brooks if he wanted to be his running mate for president.
That would be great.
A couple Oklahoma guys.
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
Sanders Brooks.
Honestly, I would endorse a Barry Sanders presidency.
What if he's
such
Bernie?
Such a great laugh.
Bernie should have him be the VP, Sanders.
Ooh, I like that.
Now we're talking.
Sanders 2020.
2020. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All Barry has to do is just talk about the games where he just went off and scored a lot of touchdowns.
All Barry has to do is just read his stat sheet from college.
And where he's like, check this out.
360 yards, yeah. 4 touchdowns.
4 kick returns. Yeah, like, check this out. You guys didn't think I could score in this game. I scored 7 touchdowns.
Oh, other massive who's back of the week is Andy Dalton.
Yes.
So you want to talk about
my body
that,
is Pika? Ready.
Because Andy
okay.
Dalton is being linked to the Chicago Bears.
Yes, I am very ready for this. I would love for Andy Dalton to get in that room, have a little QB competition. No wrong answers when your QB competition is Andy Dalton and Mitch Trubisky.
I mean, you've been daydreaming about Andy Dalton as a quarterback of the Bears for, 10 years
Dude,
now?
Dude, he would look, he kind of works on the color scheme. The whole thing is great. It's perfect.
He would fit in really well with that color scheme. You're absolutely right. The red hair would pop, the freckles would pop. And, I mean, if he got the Bears to a Super Bowl, then you'd be vindicated for your spicy take that ruined your friendship with Jay Cutler.
Yes, yes. This would actually be perfect. Everything, all my worlds would come back to, you know, being right where I thought it was 6 years ago when my brain was very, very dumb. Since I'm talking about, we're talking about my team, let's talk about your team real quick. They lost to the Tampa Bay Vipers.
You're talking about the DC Defenders?
Yeah. Hank, did you see
they're
that?
They're not my team. The Vipers. I'm not on the, don't say my team like I'm on the team, Hank, Big Cat. I'm Hank not on
said,
the team.
Hank said you lost to the Vipers like 16 yeah. times while we were watching
the
that game.
Diapers.
Dude, Mark Trestman, the
most
Vipes.
Candy-ass uniforms 0-3. In the league.
Gross baby barf pea soup ass helmets. Yeah, it was nasty. It was a bad Vipers. Game.
Verbal meme. But... Verbal meme, Vince Carter doing the dunk, but the French guy is PFT and Vince Carter is Katie Nolan. Boom.
No, that's no, we're not going to that level just yet.
You got viped, bro.
He's got no ups.
You got viped.
Fuck that. This was an aberration this week. Next week, we're back at home against the Battle Hawks.
Dude.
More like the Battle Cocks.
There you go. Now you're
yeah,
back.
Now I'm back. Now we're
the, that the, sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, Battle that's Cocks? True. That actually sounds very formidable.
Like are you thinking like a penis with a helmet on it, or are you yeah. thinking like a rooster with razor
no,
blades on
I'm
his feet?
Thinking of a penis holding a sword with maybe a shield.
The Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Well, no, got we the got the shield thing. In ours.
Oh, they stole it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's rivalry week.
Listen, another rivalry week?
Every week is rivalry week in the XFL East. Just throw out all the record books.
Dude, you can't lose to the Vipers.
Well, we're back to 500. That's fine. We're going back home.
Jim actually was right. The DC Defenders can't win on the road.
We are the DC Defenders. Our name means that we defend our home in DC. We can't go on the road.
You guys are like the Sixers.
You have to
suck on the
listen,
road.
It's tough to win on the road in the XFL.
It's true. These crowds
very
have
hard.
20,000
yeah,
people
insane.
In 100. Yeah, yeah, in Tampa.
The Vipers.
There was one guy who had his shirt off.
I would almost say it's harder to win in a stadium that has maybe 10,000 people in like a 60,000
uh-huh.
person stadium.
Yep, that's the
you're like,
zone.
Because you put it down in your mind, you're like, oh, this game's not that
this
important.
This is a real sport. This is professional.
It's yeah. like playing Northwestern.
Yeah, their
11 a.m.
Their own fans don't even care about it. Why should I? This is going to be easy.
Yeah.
And they grow out the grass in Tampa, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure.
They grow,
I saw that.
They do to slow down mm-hmm. the superior speed of their opponents.
Also, the humidity. It's winter
true.
Up north.
True.
And it's summer down south. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
It's brutal. All right, let's get to our interview with Rob Gronkowski. Before we do that, a quick word from our friends at Shady Rays. High-quality shades for far less than expensive brands. Best warranty in the sunglass industry. Replacements if lost or broken. And lifetime craftsmanship warranty plus 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order. We're sunglass guys. PFD's a sunglass guy. He has switched officially to Shady Rays, the biggest free agent out there. He's signed with Shady Rays. And the craziest thing about Shady Rays is the warranty. Like I said, they told us it is the best warranty in all of eyewear. There isn't anything stronger. Replacements if shades are lost or broken for any reason. That's huge because I know that I lose or break my sunglasses all summer long. Shady Rays has you set up. And Shady Rays also gives back. They provide 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order placed and have provided over 9.4 million meals to date. They stand behind their product and told our team that if anyone has a problem, they throw profit out the window and do what it takes to get it right. We're rocking Shady Rays all 2020, and they hooked us up with a deal so you can too. Exclusively for our listeners, they gave us the best deal they have to offer. Use code PMT50 for 50% off. Two or more pairs at ShadyRays.com. Buy one, get one free. You can get two pairs for $48. Look, that's a great deal. And you know summer's coming up. You got to stock up on your Shady Rays, on your sunglasses. Redeem only at ShadyRays.com where you can find all their newest and best shades. They gave us some pairs. They are awesome. They're the perfect, like, stylish but also sturdy sunglasses. They feel like sunglasses you can wear for a very long time in all types of places. So go right now. Use code PMT50 for 50% off two or more pairs at ShadyRays.com. Buy one, get one free. Wear what the pros wear. That's what PFT wears. ShadyRays.com. PMT50 for 50% off two or more pairs at ShadyRays.com. Okay, here he is, Rob Gronkowski. All right, we now welcome on our good friend, retired
I thought we were best
retired
friends.
Best friend Rob Gronkowski. You know that voice.
We've got the whole Gronkowski clan in here. How many people are in the room? Probably like 20. Oh, they found the snacks.
Yeah.
Red alert.
The best was too. Someone was like, "Oh, Gronk's here," and we're like, "Yeah, we know. We can hear them like coming from a mile
just our
away."
Footsteps and everything.
Yeah. Just everyone's yelling and
Camille's
screaming.
Titties bouncing up and down. Oh,
I like this. Is like a live studio audience. Huh? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard Dante stopped looking at him the other day.
All right, so Super Bowl, you're here. Is it weird being here? And like, you obviously were in a bunch of Super Bowls. Is it weird being here, seeing it from the other side and all that
no,
shit?
No, no, not at all. Everyone asked me that question. Is it weird not being at training camp? And is it weird not playing during the regular season? Is it weird not playing in the playoffs? And now it's, is it weird not being at the Super Bowl?
Right.
No, man, it's not.
You yeah. aren't on Sunday going to watch the game and be like, I kind of wish I could get out there just for one game. Not saying you have to
just
go through
for one
training
game. If that's the case, if I had a choice and I could play in the Super Bowl for one game, just that game, then I would probably do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So Rob Gronkowski going to be back for the Patriots next year if they get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. There we go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
But the thing is, I have to come back before that date, and then after that date, I just have to tell them they got to deactivate me every game until they make the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Bill would totally agree to that. Just be like, hey, I'm going to be here, but I'm not going to practice. Or play.
Oh, he would love that.
He'd be like, yeah,
oh,
perfect.
Yeah, yeah, he believes in that for sure.
Do you miss bed check, not having a bed check and a curfew?
That's only during training camp and the night before a game. But no, I don't miss it. I didn't mind that, though, because, you know, I actually didn't like how the bed check was that late, because you try to get the, you know, why stay up the night before a game, and then the bed check would be at 11, and you're trying to go to bed at 10, and then they bed check you at 11, you're already sleeping, and they wake your ass up.
Right. That doesn't make a lot of sense. No. Yeah.
The NFL 100, the team, we didn't watch it. We're going to wait till July to watch it because we thought it was stupid for them to reveal it in December. It was like, why? We want to debate it, right? But I assume you made it.
Yes, I did make it.
Was that cool?
Yeah, it was cool, actually. It was an honor for sure.
I mean, it's pretty fucking cool.
It's the NFL top 100 players of all time, and just to be in that category was just tremendous, man. It was a huge honor, and I actually have a great story that you guys will definitely like in how I got to be known that I was in the NFL top 100. Was I had a, you guys want to hear a story?
Yes, please. Good. So, breaking news. You've never told it before, right?
No, never told it before.
There we go.
And I was waiting for a time. I even asked my brother. I go, bro, I was like, it's a great story. And I told him, but he's goes, and I was like, I'm going to be able to save this story.
Yeah.
For a time
I'm
on air. All
right, wait, hold on. Real quick before you start, this story is brought to you by Ice Shaker.
Wow.
There you go. I'll look up the Gronks. I don't do this.
What size? The jumbo size Ice Shaker?
The jumbo size, yeah.
All right, so here we go. So I get a phone call from New York, and it's no caller ID. And I'm just sitting there like, man, I don't want to answer this phone call. I don't want to answer. But, you know, I'm bored. I'm sitting there debating. And so I don't answer. So then it calls back again. And I'm like, I'll answer. I'm going to mess around. Let me mess around with this phone call, though. Like, so I answer. I'm like, hello. Like, hello. Who is this? Hey, Rob. This is Roger Goodell. This is Roger Goodell. It's just Rob Gronkowski. And I was like, hello. Hello. And I'm just thinking, like, man, this is why I don't answer. People pranking me. Rob, this is Roger Goodell. I'm looking for Rob Gronkowski. Hello. Hello. Is Rob Gronkowski there? Hello. And I'm like, no, I just hang up. And I just hang up. I'm like, yeah, they're not getting me. Yeah, like, they're not getting me.
Yeah.
So then, like, 2 days later, the phone call, it comes back again. And I'm sitting there like, yeah, like, no way. Like, I'm not answering. Like, that's definitely not him. Like, he would have left me a message on the other two phone calls I didn't answer. So later that day, then he calls again, the number calls again. And then this time they leave a voicemail. And I was like, okay, finally, they leave a voicemail. And I listen to the voicemail, and it ends up being Roger Goodell again. And I'm like, hey, hey, Rob, it's Roger Goodell. Just looking for you. I'm not sure if this is the right number or not. That's what he says. And I just want to congratulate you, man. You have made the NFL top 100 players of all time. And I'm just sitting there like, man, I'm not sure. But when I did hang up the first time, I was thinking in my head, like, it kind of sounded like him.
Right.
Like, But that was classic. Like, I go, but if it was him, he'll find a way to contact me another way. Right. So to make the story shorter, I mean, it ended up being him. It ended up
and
being
then
him.
Your team,
so
and gave, then you're 100,
yes,
right?
And then I called him back, called the office back that he told me to call, and I called him back and talked to him, and he didn't bring up anything about that phone call.
That's
but
amazing.
When I see him, I can't wait to bring it up.
I can't
wait to bring it up. I'm like, yo, who did you think that was? Going, hello! Yeah. Hello, what is this?
I couldn't imagine Rob Gronkowski getting that honor in any other way.
Yes.
Like, that's the perfect story.
Yes.
That should be the voice that you use in your Hall of Fame acceptance speech, too.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Are you starting to think about that? Maybe that's when you break out your first DJ set.
Yeah, exactly.
You just had the tables up there in Canton.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually a party, guys.
Or just get, like, an LMFAO to give you a backtrack to it.
Yeah. Have them just, you know, LMFAOing, like, shuffling right there.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
But, yeah, on a serious note, have you thought about what you're going to say when that happens? Because
No, I haven't. But I could definitely bring that story up. That would be a great story, you know. Uh-huh. Or even if I get asked about the NFL 100 now, that's a perfect story.
Right.
Or, you know, you guys have it first. I don't even think I have to tell it again because everyone listens to Barstool now.
Everyone will listen to this, yes. So you're good.
Yeah. When David Baker comes, the guy from the Hall of Fame, and knocks, you know that big dude, the 6'9", 400-pound guy?
Yeah.
Knocks on your door, just open it up, and you're like wearing a dress and lipstick. You're like, hello?
Yeah, hello. That's how you accept all your honors. Yeah, you Patriots ring, you know, Ring of Honor or whatever it is, they do the same thing. Hello? Yes.
Hello, who is this?
How many people have asked you where Tom Brady's going?
A lot of people everywhere I go.
Yeah, they're losers.
This is like, listen, we to this. Like, this guy, like, we're sitting first class on a plane, and, like, you know, everyone's being respectful, and then, like, this other guy in first class, like, comes up to me, and he puts his phone like this. Like, he's not filming me.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, the worst.
You always know.
That's the worst.
The worst. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm just thinking in my head, yeah, I don't see your phone. Like, yeah, you're just like that. But he's acting like that's not up there. And he's like, oh, yo, Rob, well, where do you think Brady's going? To the Vikings? Like, that would be great. And, like, he's just trying to get, like, an answer out of me. And the way he said it, he was, like, trying to get me going.
Right.
And I was just sitting there, and I was like, yeah, he's going to go to the Vikings and compete with Kirk Cousins, and they're going to have two $55 million quarterbacks on their team.
Right.
They'll be a great team. And then I was just like, man, what was that guy thinking? Like,
yeah, right.
Like, mm-hmm. But it was funny because, you just had to be there for, like, the experience because he just had his phone up thinking, like, I was going to give him an answer, like an inside info answer, and I didn't see his phone.
Right.
And that's when it started. It was like a week after the season.
Right. Yeah, I feel like
that was the first time.
And you're going to get asked a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people
are
going to keep asking.
Everything.
We're not going to do it. Right. We never do that.
All right.
So when you talked to him most recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where did he sound like he was sitting?
Was there country music playing
what
in the background?
What state do you think he was sitting in?
Was somebody eating hot chicken?
Hey, Rob, it would be an honor if you asked to get released from your rights. I would love for you to play with me in Chicago next
there
year.
There we go. Okay.
So we can hang out with Big Cat more.
Perfect. That's crazy. That just came through.
Yeah, no, like
he
an
literally
hour ago.
Just texted you. Yeah.
Yes.
That's nuts. Wow.
It's gotta be like a little.
You're gonna have so much fun with this free agency.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be incredible.
It's like, am I coming back? The only reason why I started being like, yeah, I might come back because I was just getting the question if, like, from the very beginning, I was like, no, like,
no chance, like, 0% chance.
So they're like, yeah, right, yeah, you're coming back. So then I was like, okay. And a week later, they're like, yeah, right, you're coming back. So I was like, okay, this is something to play with now.
Right.
Like, I'm not just taking the yeah, right every time. I'm gonna start saying, yeah, I'm coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
You could do that. You have probably about 2 or 3 more years of that.
No, I probably got like 10 more years to do that.
Because I'm coming back. You need to just release like a video every now and then.
Hype video for yourself. Tweet out the eyeballs. Yeah. Like,
and then maybe like
season.
People are like, you should come back as a receiver. You're getting skinny. And then maybe like 5 years, I can go, you know, go eat some burgers every single day and beer. And then I could be like, oh, I'm coming back as a lineman at like 310. Yeah. You know, come out one day at 310 pounds and be like, he's coming back, but this time as a lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this. This is a fun spot for you to be in.
Yes.
So you get the coming back, and then you also get to be the Tom Brady whisperer.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you still talk to him, though, for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I would assume you guys were pretty
time.
Tight. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, like, when you talk to him, does he say, like, what
no, not
do?
Yet, man.
I can't wait to go play for Coach Vrabel.
Yeah,
like, Vrabel.
They ever say
Yeah.
No, I really am not sure. You know, I know he's going to check out his options. I can give you that much.
Okay.
I mean, but you know, hands
how
down.
How many options?
How many? He's going to have probably 31 other options.
Ooh.
Yeah, but nah, wow. Not 30.
So you're
not 31.
The Kansas City Chiefs are looking at Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's why I said no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
They're Baltimore Ravens.
Because they can get them as a, you know, $1 million and the backup. I mean, yeah. They would do that for sure.
Yeah, there want, is.
Yeah. So there's that's an option.
That is an right? option.
Yeah, so.
That's true.
That is true.
How often do you think Mike Vrabel and Tom Brady talk?
Man, I'm not sure. I mean, every time you watch them, they always give each other that big, you know, hug.
Yeah,
you know?
It sounds like they're close.
And how crazy would that be? Tom threw touchdown passes to Vrabel, mm-hmm. like back yeah. in the heyday, and now he's the coach. And how crazy would that be, actually, if he did go to Tennessee? Mm-hmm. And
would be
that,
crazy.
That would, yeah, that would be.
Right.
So I want to talk wild. Real quick about your new career. You were doing some games on Fox. You were doing some pregame stuff on Fox.
Yes.
And in your debut, I think you had – perhaps the most spectacular line
yes.
in any television.
You know, I
should have
just retired off of that one.
It was perfect.
Yeah, retired off that.
I'm out.
Imagine that, just knocking two careers out in just a couple months.
Well, yeah.
And then just everyone, retiring from both of them.
Right, and everyone could have been like, Rob, you were so good in that one show. When are you coming back?
Yeah, when are you coming back? Yeah, and right. I could play the comeback game.
Everyone wants you. Yeah.
But that did happen. After that show, everyone kept asking, oh, you. And then I wasn't on for like 2 weeks, and they're like, oh, I thought you were on every week.
You're addicted to coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That could be my new career.
Right.
So you're coming back career.
A comeback specialist.
Right.
Yes. So the line that you dropped was Julian Edelman's a squirrel, and you know he always gets that nut.
Yes.
When you wrote that down, were you like, how long did you laugh at yourself?
I didn't actually write that down. It was actually there was a couple other things we were preparing, and then actually like 10 minutes before they're like, oh, Aaron Andrews is going to throw it to you too, Rob, and you can just talk about Julian and you know about his game. And then I was just thinking in my head like, man, that's a good opportunity. They, you know, you got, you know, these analysts, you know, come up with nicknames for people, and I was like, oh, I could use his nickname, the squirrel. And then no lie, I thought of, when I thought that he's called the squirrel, I remember my brother Gord, he always wore this shirt, you know, a squirrel with a big nut in his hand, and it says every squirrel always, what was it like, once in a while every squirrel finds a nut or something.
Yeah,
even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Yeah.
And what was it exactly? He's here. What was the shirt again exactly? What was the Zach saying on it? Even a
you
blind squirrel
it.
Can get a nut.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I just pictured that and him wearing that shirt, and I was like, wow, I can
genius.
Add those two together.
Yes.
Genius. And that's where I came up with it.
That's boom. Like your Slumdog Millionaire moment.
I turned around so no one could see me. I like practiced it like three times in a row. Like,
delivery was perfect.
Yeah, to get the delivery down.
Do you know what today is?
It's Thursday.
Okay.
I know that. I don't.
But it is my birthday. But that's
birthday.
Whatever.
Dang, it's your birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday, man.
My birthday tomorrow too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
happy birthday tomorrow, man. No
Thanks.
Way.
But because it's my birthday, people were tweeting at me. Today is the 6,969th day since the year 2000.
Really? That is so. I knew it was going to be something like that. Remember?
Yeah, that's
remember
pretty good.
We were talking about how 69 went out of style.
Yeah, right. But this
like,
is just.
But then
this
we made it back. But that
right.
that
see, just happened.
Yeah,
like,
just
we
happened.
Couldn't
so
stop
that,
this
that's
from
what
happening.
I mean. It just has to happen naturally.
Right. Yeah. Today's 6969.
That
days
is that like
away from.
So that's a wow. That's a day that you can, you know, after you go one time, then you have to do it again.
Never gonna forget. Never gonna forget that.
On my birthday.
On your birthday too.
On your birthday.
So that's three times.
Yeah. There you go. That is.
I would say the second most memorable thing that you did on TV this year was the black turtleneck that you brought
out. Oh, yeah.
Well, you
looked, took my style.
You looked like Danny Cannell if he was like a Silicon Valley swindler. You know, like Elizabeth Holmes mixed with Steve Jobs, that sort of thing.
Steve Jobs. That's the one I got a lot.
I was going to say,
I was going to say, too, like we're like the same, too, anyways. Like,
Yeah, Steve Jobs and Rob Gronkowski,
for sure.
Those are... Yeah. One and the same.
We look alike when we wear a turtleneck.
That's
so,
true. Everyone looks the same in a black turneck. All right, I got one
or
last
the rock,
question.
Or the Rock too. That one I got that.
Comparison the Rock.
Too.
Yeah,
like, used to wear it.
That's a great one. All right, my last question. SeatGeek question. Put in promo code TAKE. You get $10 off your SeatGeek purchase. Are you still reading?
Oh, am I reading? You know, I love to read. And
you said
I
that
actually,
you started
I
reading more.
I
after
did,
you retired.
Hands down. And I, you know, I just actually just started a book. I actually read like. Literally, I read 25 pages of it. My friend had the book, and it's Ben Greenfield's book. And
which one's
it's
that?
It's called Boundless. And I was just reading that at my friend's. I read 25 pages while I was just chilling. I went and ordered the book right away. So
hell yes.
You know something? I was actually, that's when I started doing a lot of that, was reading when I got to catch back up to it for sure. It's actually great. I love to do it. But another thing I like to do now is Sudoku. Like
really?
Someone now that I saw I like to do puzzles, someone sent me like this whole box of Sudoku puzzles too, and I bring it on the plane with me. I've completed 22 out of the 50 puzzles so far.
I feel like we're in like a time machine. You just like discovered this. This is 2013.
I just like, you know, it's cool to find things just while you're, you know, while time's passing, like on a plane, instead of just sitting there like doodling around, you know, to do things like that. It's cool.
Yeah. So that's the one where you have to fit all
you
nine.
Read. Yeah.
You fit all nine in the box.
Yeah. All
right?
Nine in the columns and vertically and horizontally. And then you got to have the nine in the box.
Right, so to me, like, I always get intimidated because I think that it's math because there's numbers involved, but it's not really math, right?
Yeah, no, it's not math. I mean, you just got to know numbers 1 through 9. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that might be a little difficult for some people.
Yeah,
it might be. I mean, then everyone's not good with numbers like myself. And
right.
Everyone's not terrible at reading like myself, but I'm so much better.
You said you
I can read, actually. Like, when I started, I literally sat there and it took like to read two lines. It was really hard.
Right.
But now I can actually read like a chapter. And be like, okay, I understand it.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty cool. And back in the day when I read, I swear English class, every day I just read. I didn't even know what I was reading. But no, it's so much better. Yeah. I wish I started earlier back in the day.
You said that. You said it helps like when you're doing media and everything.
Oh, it helps big time. Yeah. And that's why I started doing it too. Yeah. It helps big time talking all these interviews, doing all that. It literally helps out tremendously.
All right. So there it is. Read more, kids.
Yeah, read more. Yeah. Start a book club. What's your favorite book?
You know, I don't got to. That's what Marty Bennett does. He just wrote all these books. To start a book club, I would have to be really on top of my game.
Right.
Yeah. But that would be cool. I mean, I'm good enough.
We'll
before,
start
I used
you.
To actually be scared to go read the kids.
Right.
Like a kid's book, like a fourth grade, because there's always one or two big words in there, too, that I could never read.
Yeah,
no lie. I didn't want to go to their class because I was scared of those one or two big words.
Right.
But now I'm not scared. I'll go do it.
You can join our Wikipedia club with Blake Bortles.
Wikipedia club. Yeah. Okay, you want to know something? This is a classic. Your friend Dante right there, from Barstool. The guy loves Wikipedia so much. You know what I mean? Wikipedia though is not always accurate. And my middle name on Wikipedia was Robert Paxton Gronkowski, and Dante believed it the whole time.
Robert Paxton.
You wrote it in the chat, you were just like, oh Rob, that's your full name. And it was Robert Paxton. He had no clue.
What's your middle name?
Robert James.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
I for a second I thought you were saying Robert Paxton Gronkowski.
There was, but yeah, he went to Wikipedia to go find my middle name, and he pulled that up.
Yeah,
that's crazy. One last question for me: Kittle or Kelsey?
Oh man, that's they're both good players, but I'll go with Kittle. I mean,
there you go.
He reminds
me
of myself.
That's our guy.
I like Kittle.
All right, good answer.
And he likes to get dirty in the trenches.
He throws people out of the club.
Yeah, he does. He picks up people and he drops them. And when he gets that ball, he doesn't want to get tackled.
Yes.
He says
that
his dad writes him a letter before every single game.
Yes.
To motivate him. Did your dad ever write you any letters?
No, not like that. No, but my dad, you know, throughout our years, definitely got us pumped up. And if you talk to him, he has many hype up speeches when he gets going. It's tremendous to be around. I don't know. He's here. It was never letters, but he always had good hype up speeches when he always coached us. So, you know, everyone's different. And my dad always brought that hype up speech to the games, especially when he was coaching us when we were younger. He always got us going. He actually got the whole team going every time. So he's tremendous at that. So definitely. And I actually just met Kittle the other day.
Great guy.
Yeah, we just had a sit down, actually. Tony Gonzalez, Kels, Kittle, and myself.
Wow.
And that will be on Fox. That was a little clip
we did.
Awesome. That'll be on before the Super Bowl. So that's a great clip for sure.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Rob, thank you as always. Go get your ice shaker. You can buy it online?
You can buy it online, iceshaker.com. Get yours now.
Done.
Yep.
Wow.
Love it.
Great. That's
interview.
Unbelievable. Thank you, guys.
We're going to move some product with that story, too. That interview with Gronk was brought to you by Roman. It's allergy season, and you know what that means. Sneezing, watery eyes, runny nose, the works. So you go to the pharmacy in search of relief, but research shows that 80% of allergy sufferers fail to select the best medication off the shelf to treat their symptoms. On the flip side, you could end up spending forever in a specialist waiting room or trying to get an appointment to get prescription treatment. Our friends at Roman are now offering prescription allergy relief delivered right to your door. That's right. Roman is hooking you guys up. They take the guessing game out of finding the right allergy treatment. When I go to the store and I look at the shelves and there are like 24 different allergy medications, I just turn around and I leave. I'm like, I can't make this choice. It's impossible. I'm not a doctor. So pick up your phone or laptop, complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed physician, and they're going to develop a personalized allergy treatment plan that works just for you. So all of their allergy treatment options were hand-selected by their board-certified ENTs. It's ear, nose, and throat, triple threat, so you know that you're getting expert recommendations. Speaking of the pharmacy, don't even go there. Roman's Pharmacy is going to ship your medication directly to your door with free two-day shipping. You also get free unlimited follow-ups with your doctor anytime that you have questions or want to talk about adjusting your treatment plan. With Roman, there's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So stop wandering aimlessly through the allergy treatment aisle at the pharmacy. Go to GetRoman.com/barstool for a free online visit today. That's GetRoman.com/barstool. The interview is also brought to you by Indochino. How does wearing a suit make you feel? Probably pretty good, right? I've had a great experience with Indochino. They hooked me up a couple years ago with a custom suit. It's my go-to wedding suit. Takes a lot of guesswork out of my brain knowing that I have the perfect suit, custom made, made to measure, that I can wear to any big event and know that I'm gonna look great in it. When I'm not wearing a dress, I wear Indochino. That's my new tagline. With Indochino, it's all about you. You get to choose from hundreds of high-quality suit fabrics to pick the color, the pattern, and the weight that you like the best. Then you choose all the personal touches, including your lining, your lapel, your monogram. The customizations are all your choice. There's no extra cost. Your suit is made to your exact measurements, so you end up with a perfect fit for the shape of your body. Indochino also sells custom shirts, coats, and chinos, so you can get a full custom wardrobe. They have showrooms all across North America where one of their style guides can take your measurements and walk you through the process, or you can do it all from home at Indochino.com. Right now, get an extra $30 off any purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when you use the promo code PMT at checkout. That's $30 off any purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when you use promo code PMT at checkout. Free shipping, Indochino.com, promo code PMT.
Okay, let's get to some segments. Also, when is LeBron just going to get old? Like, this is ridiculous. Every single night.
He is old.
But he's not old.
35. Can you imagine being 35?
He's not still old.
Still thinking that you can go hang out with a bunch of young kids?
It's fucking brutal, man. Every single night. I know I'm a LeBron hater, but I'm just admitting that, like, it's incredible that he's still... I swear to God, last year, like, just probably added another 6 years to his career.
Interesting.
Just being able to sit out, interesting.
Hmm, interesting that he hasn't started to look older as he's gotten older.
Also, Zion is the and one king of the world. He gets whistles.
He's our chunk boy.
He gets whistles like he is a 10-year vet MVP, and I love it.
Well, he's going through hands. He goes through arms like it's butter.
Goes through everything. All right, speaking of the NBA, let's do a little PR 101 for James Harden. Double PR 101 for James Harden. Because he started the weekend by getting in a war of words with Giannis, which I think Giannis has actually been kind of asking for a while. James Harden isn't really one to go back at people, but he finally did.
We also need to get Rachel Nichols on the show here because this interview looked like they did it in like a closet.
Yes, it was a little weird. Yeah, but she got James Harden to open up a little, and James Harden said about Giannis, "I wish I could be 7 feet, run, and just dunk. That takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill."
That's kind of a fact.
Yeah, I mean, except for the fact that Giannis is like insanely skilled. But his game isn't just dunking. But yeah, other than that, it is a fact.
If you were short like me, you would understand that.
James Harden's like 6'5".
Yeah, I know. But if you were short like me, you'd understand. This is like the last thing that we have. We can always say, like, man, you know what? Actually, I truly believe if I was 6'5", I'd be in the NBA.
Yeah, Shaq. That's all. Shaq wasn't good. No. He was just bigger than everyone.
Exactly. If you didn't let Shaq dunk the ball, he wouldn't have been good at basketball.
So he had no touch, no footwork, nothing. He just dunked.
Yeah.
That's all he did.
And then he shit himself.
Then he pooped himself.
So
which I will not shame him for that.
Well, I will shame him because it didn't look like he pooped himself. I'm gonna walk that back. It just looked like he didn't wipe properly.
Either didn't wipe properly or
no attention
maybe
to detail.
Maybe a little too much time spent at the strip club the night before. Maybe had a little too much to drink.
He was at the casino the night before.
He was at the casino. Oh, okay. So there it is. So he
had a big bowl of chili in the morning.
Yeah, I don't even think it's might not have been a wiping thing. It might have been just more like, hey, he's just got a leaky ass. You know those days you're like, hey, this is going to be a leaky ass day.
Sometimes it's like, yeah, you're farting on the bench and it's like usually you have the red shorts and it's like no one even notices, but you didn't realize like you can't even do those questionable farts if you're wearing those.
You have to have
shorts.
Awareness of the color of your pants at all times after you hit the age of like 27.
Yes.
That's just a good rule to live by.
Yes.
It might be just Maybe Eurostepping. There's like a lot of swiping between your butt cheeks that happens.
The play friction, question, though, yeah, a lot of friction. I noticed before I even saw the pictures, like of the screenshot, but it was weird how long he was on the ground at the end of the half, and like that was from where the screenshot was from. Like I think something might have happened because it was
he pooped himself.
He fell on the ground and then he was on the ground like he was hurt for like 10 minutes, but he wasn't hurt.
He was just farting. He was doing my fart pose, getting on the ground and letting it all out.
I actually think that like as I'm like the Dexter of poop spatter. I'm like a poop spatter analysis guy, and to me that just looked like it was prolonged exposure to small amounts of poop that was on his butt.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking he didn't wipe well. That's not like a I shit myself
tough
brown stain.
It's tough that the internet is still at a place where we don't accept this, like that this just happens. It's we've done a lot of work, a lot of groundwork to try to make this not a bugaboo anymore, that mm-hmm. when someone poops their pants, we don't immediately make jokes and shame.
Or poops the shower.
But we have a long way to go. It seems like this story just reminded me that we've come a long way, but we have even farther to go.
When you take the knife halfway out of my back, I don't thank you for pulling it halfway out. I say pull it all the way out.
Yeah, right.
I don't congratulate you for doing that.
Right.
So please, let's stop the poop shaming. Conspiracy theory. Maybe he was trying to like send a signal out to Gabrielle Union, like, hey,
come eat this.
Yeah, ditch the zero and get with a hero.
Come get this. Get a guy who's still playing in the league.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, we have a Sabermetrics. This is for Hank's love of his is Jason Tatum a love of your life yet?
Yes.
Fully love of your life?
Has been.
Yeah. Well, no, you know like that moment when a player goes from ooh, we're crushing to I would die for this guy. Has he gone to the I would die for this guy?
Yeah,
as
he
a
was
fan,
already
not
very like the him and Scary Terry in the playoffs a few years ago elevated him up there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now it's nice to see him getting the national attention that he deserves.
There's nothing better than reaching the I would die for this guy player, like that you root for. You're like anything he does. And everyone, you can tell too when other people start getting jealous or other people mention like, hey, that guy looks good. So either way, Sabermetrics, Jason Tatum. We don't know how this updated from last night, but he did have more than 30 points. But this was from the first 42 games. So since Jason Tatum fully connected his beard, he had a kind of a choppy beard there on his sideburns. Mm-hmm. He fully connected it. First 42 games of the season, he was averaging 21 points per game, 43.5 field goal percentage, and 36.3 from three. The 11 games after he connected it, 30.5 points per game. So he jumped up a full 9 points. 51.4 field goal percentage, and he's shooting 50% from three. It is the true definition of look good, feel good, play good.
But he's also more susceptible to the coronavirus.
True.
So you got to give the good and bad there.
Is that a big win for you, by the way?
Oh, huge. Massive.
Like, I don't even have to shave my beard.
I can't.
You can walk around being like, I'm actually just being, it's preventative care for the coronavirus.
Well, I'm like early stages Jason Tatum my entire life. It just doesn't connect. Really.
You'll never get to
superstar. I'm never going to get sick. That's fine. I'm fine being like a very good player.
Right.
That shows up in the playoffs. But yeah, Hank, what's your status on chin strap? Are you pro chin strap?
I think he does look better. Like way it better. Is, you look better and you start saying, hey, maybe I belong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because look childish.
A full beard can change things.
It really can. Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about getting a chin strap?
No. I used to, when I was like starting to grow my hair out, I experimented with a lot of stuff. Chin strap, I went there. Didn't go so well.
I feel like you have to do that. If you grow up anywhere within like 60 miles
especially
of Boston, Massachusetts, you have to have a chin strap at some point.
The 90s reliever look.
Yeah.
The what's it called? What is it? Soul patch.
Soul patch.
Soul patch with the goatee that connect. The Jim Rome.
Yes.
That's the mid-90s relief pitcher. Like Steve Bedrosian had that. Came out of the womb wearing one of those.
The goatee, the lineup into the chin strap, like the lineup into the thin chin strap.
Where's Jim Rome?
CBS Sports.
Yeah.
The CBS
He's
Sports
still around.
Minute.
I'm pretty sure the annual Smack Off is coming soon, isn't it?
I need to do a list of guys who are just getting paid for like never being anywhere.
No, you know
anymore.
What you know what Jim Rome's doing? He's doing a world tour.
Is he?
Yeah. Where he's,
for real?
Yeah, he's going to like you can buy certain packages.
Jim Rome and Rome
tickets to go meet. Well, he's only doing Buffalo, New York, but it's called the World Tour.
Well, for a guy from Southern California, that's a world tour.
That is, yeah.
It's absolutely a world
tour.
Well,
let's actually look up the Jim Rome World Tour ticket packages.
Yes.
Because there's like a diamond level that gives you like a meet and greet with Jim Rome, but you can't take a picture with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a platinum level that gets you can say hello to him for 5 minutes and you get a picture with him.
What's the level where we can send in our bobblehead?
Let's see. I'm trying to figure that out right now.
All right, the Jim Rome World Tour. I need it. I actually have another Sabermetrics while you look that up.
Okay.
from Bruce Arians because he came out very anti-analytics, real football guy. He gave a speech, I think it was at the Combine. He said, I've actually heard of guys calling plays using analytics, and I don't know how that works. I mean, run to the right, run a sweep, throw the ball. What the hell? I don't need a computer to tell me that. If you do, you're not a coach. If you got to have a computer tell you to go for it on fourth and two, you're getting your ass kicked. You ain't going to make it. That the computer said, go for it because you're likely to win the game. No, you're going to get your ass kicked. I like this. We needed. It's been a while since we've had a pushback on the analytics.
You know what, though? If you phrase it to Bruce and you were like, we're not going to call this analytics, it's just Ask Madden. But it just runs like the simulator like Madden does, the video game.
Right.
And just you get told what play to run. He'll be like, yeah, John Madden told me to do that. If you just tell him that that's your analytics department.
Right.
It's John Madden's brain.
Here's the best part. Ready? I don't have a math brain, you think? I don't have a math brain, you know. So for me, analytics comes into play. Dude is 6'5", 240, and he's smart and he can throw. He's probably going to be a good quarterback because I've seen that. They're named Peyton. They're named Tom. So if that's analytics, yeah, shit, I'll use it. So good. The analytics that he's using is just like big guy named Tom. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, the two best quarterbacks of the last 20 years. Is that analytics knowing that they're good?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right, update on the Jim Rome World Tour.
Yes, please.
Here's a complete lineup of tour dates. April 11th, Buffalo, New York.
Whoa.
And that's it. That's it for right now. That's all he's got on the Jim Rome World Tour.
Fuck. Someone needs to go to. So we're giving a lot of homework out there to the AWL. Someone needs to go to the Tommy Lasorda's Dave and Buster meetup, and someone has to go to the Jim Rome World Tour.
So if you want the Clone Bar photo opportunity with Jim, you get one premium reserve ticket, access to Jim's post-show VIP Clone Bar cocktail hour. You get one gift from Jim, asterisk.
This is like when Motley Crue still tours.
And that item is not autographed. That item is not going to be autographed.
Jeez.
It says specifically, and the one gift from Jim, the asterisk means gift merchandise will ship directly to purchaser after the show. So he's not going to hand it to you. It'll just be sent to you at some point.
You get a fucking... an ornament for your tree.
And you get a Win in Rome only post-show conversation with Jim.
Damn.
You get to have a conversation.
How long does that last?
Doesn't say.
Wow. Probably 30 seconds.
Cut his vine. Cut this loser's vine.
I can't wait for this. All right, last up, we need to do a little Tim Tebow update. PFT? Did you see?
Yeah, I mean, it was a sunny day. Two things. One, the sun was shining directly in his eyes in left field.
Fact.
Two, his shoes were untied.
Fact.
So right after he tripped over his own feet, and if you looked at how he like stuck his glove up in the air, it was a pretty athletic play to make up for the fact that he tripped over his own ass.
He almost caught it.
He almost caught it, and then he gets up, and then the first thing that he does, ties his shoe, makes sure that everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes were untied a little
bit. Keith Hernandez gave a little tip after. He's like, you got to cut those bad boys so that you don't have to double loop it.
Oh, that's a smart tip.
When Tim Tebow gets to his 15th spring training still destined for single A ball, he will know that trick.
Tell you what, no, Tim, you're going to learn it right now because I'll put it in terms you can understand. Next time, circumcise your shoelaces. Just cut
it right
off. Cut those suckers off. Never trip over them again. I'm so confident he'll get called up.
He's also playing in the Olympics, right? Or no, does baseball play in the Olympics?
The World Baseball Classic.
There it is.
He's playing for the Philippines.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Tim Tebow.
Just getting reps.
It's going to be great. He's going to get out there. He's going to play with the best of the world.
I need Tim Tebow to play in Major League Baseball.
When you think of best of the world, you think of Tim Tebow.
Yes.
That's a fact now.
Maybe he needs to stop having sex.
I didn't even know they did the World Baseball Classic still.
Have you thought about that? Does Tim Tebow have too much sex now?
Yeah. He's never tripped like this until he got married.
You can't go changing such a huge part of your life and expect to be the same athlete that you were before.
Do you think people laughed at him when he got back in the dugout, or do you think it's like kind of awkward?
No, they don't laugh because he's a great friend of all theirs.
But that's bad if they don't support laugh at him. Because like if you laugh at someone after that, that's just like you're one of the guys. Not being laughed at in that moment is like you're a charity case. You're out here. We're just doing a make-a-wish for you to play baseball.
Okay. Nobody.
Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I was thinking back to my tryout with the Defenders, and everyone laughed when I missed it. So
right.
that was
so you're
good.
One of the guys,
one of the fellas.
So you said they don't think they laughed.
No, I'm way more narcissistic than I am a Tim Tebow fan. So yes, you're right, Big Cat.
Yeah.
It is a problem that they did not laugh at Tim Tebow.
All right, that's our show. We got a bunch of great interviews coming up all week. We got a bunch in the can. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what people want. We'll ask the people. Maybe we'll poll the people what they want for the rest of the week. But we have some awesome ones coming up. And we'll see everyone on Wednesday.
Love you guys. Kane is in the building.
another day to find you shining away. I'll be coming for your love okay. Shining away. I'll be coming for your love okay.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.